A few big names have been pushed close, but it's taken until day four of these championships for us to be served up our first real shock, and it came from an unlikely source. Unlike the Williams sisters, who many predict will go far purely on reputation, Li Na was viewed as a genuine title contender because of her recent sparkling form. Fresh from winning the French Open, she was also a finalist at the Australian Open, a player, certainly this year, who's raised her game for the big occasions. But in Sabina Lisicki, she came up against an opponent who refused to quit. A set down and then with two match points against, the German rallied to take the deciding set 8-6. Lisicki has been as high as 22 in the world rankings, but a lengthy spell on the sidelines in 2010 with ankle problems saw her slide outside the top 100. The climb back has been slow and very, very difficult.
I really had to start from zero after being on crutches for 7 weeks. So, you know, it just means so much to me also, you know, winning the title in Birmingham. And, of course, getting the wild card here, I appreciate it so, so much, you know, to be back in Wimbledon. It's just a place that I love so much. So I just enjoy it so much.
Serena Williams will also be in the third round, though she was again forced to fight for victory. Still not playing at her best, not surprisingly. The defending champion came from a set down to defeat Simona Halep. After the victory, Williams said it was unfair she had to play on the small and unfashionable court too, something Federer or Nadal never had to do.
Actually, Venus and I have won more Wimbledons together than, you know, a lot of the players, but by ourselves, in doubles even, so, you know. At the end of the day, we just, I don't know, like I said, they're not going to change.
A tough task then for Williams. The task was even tougher for men's fifth seed Robin Söderling. He had to come from two sets adrift to overcome 2002 winner Leighton Hewitt. He scrapped his way to victory in just under 4 hours. No such fuss for either Roger Federer or Novak Djokovic, who remain on course to meet in the semi-finals. Already, many suggesting the men's champion will emerge from that last four meeting. Federer scampered past Frenchman Adrien Mannarino in the day's last match, which ended long after rain had put paid to all other action, winning 6-2, 6-3, 6-2. Next up for Federer, a sterner test in the shape of former Wimbledon finalist David Nalbandian.
Yeah, obviously tough. He used to be my dark horse. I used to not enjoying playing him against him so often. But look, I think I've been able to turn around the head-to-head, but he still remains one of the great players, you know, from my time with Hewitt and Safin. Safin's gone now, but Roddick and so forth. So it's nice to see him still around, and I expect a really difficult match.
Like Federer, Djokovic also looked at ease with his straight sets win over Kevin Anderson. The Australian Open champion handled Anderson's powerful serve very well and says the way he returned serve could be the key to doing well at Wimbledon.
Well, nowadays grass is slower than it used to be, so I think it's more suitable to my style of the game. The ball bounces higher, which makes it a bit more easier to return. And yes, I returned really well these two matches, and this is going to be one of the, you know, important elements in my game.
Elsewhere, Grand Slam winners Francesca Schiavone, Juan Martín Del Potro and Ana Radivanovic all through to round three.